Would you just bow your head with me this morning? Father, we sense your presence. We sense that you want to speak to us. Lord God, as we take a moment to open up your word, we pray, Lord God, that you would minister to us in a special way. Each one of us, Lord God, would hear from you in a special way. And we'll give you honor, we'll give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd open up your Bible, we're going to read the whole Bible this morning. I think I sense somebody's heart just go one deep breath that probably wouldn't have quit. So you can exhale. We're not really going to do that. I have some selected scriptures that I want to share this morning. I think I liked what Marty said about too much food and not enough sleep. Anybody there with just, you know, the holidays are great, but after a while you just seem like you're in a run and looking for a stop sign. That's the way I feel about it. Sometimes the food is great, visiting with family is great, but at the end of it you just need a break. You know, you just need a stop. And how many, if they were honest, would feel like 2018 was that whole kind of a thing where it just ran through and now you're looking back and you think, man, it just seems like we were here last year doing the same thing. But yet if you did it individually, day by day, there was some challenging days. Anybody besides me? You look at that and, you know, we want to look at the end of 2018 and beginning into 2019, and if we took the time to ask everybody, there would be challenges that we could all share, but also that we'd have to say there were some blessings, not only in the life of the church, but in the life of our families, and we would have to say without a shadow of a doubt, we know that God can change circumstances. How many believe that? You know what I'm saying? And that's what I was saying about not putting your baggage and carrying it in. You know, do you really believe without a shadow of a doubt that God can change a circumstance or change a situation or change an attitude or change somebody else's heart, especially, you know, when you can't change somebody else's heart. You can't make someone do something they don't want to do, but the Lord can minister to them. So when I say Happy New Year to somebody, here's my thoughts. When I say Happy New Year to somebody, I am, in essence, inviting that new year to be better than the last year. Amen. Isn't that what you're kind of thinking too? When you say Happy New Year to somebody, you're hoping that this year coming up would be better than the year that they had before. Even if they had a great year, you're wanting to pass on a blessing, and you're hoping that God would answer prayers, that God would move upon people's hearts and improve their health and improve their circumstances and bring them more joy. And every year, people stay up to after midnight to see the old year go out and the new year come in. I like it this way. One says this, the pessimist will stay up all night to make sure the old year left, and an optimist will stay up to see the new year in. And I don't know which one of those you are this morning, but here's my thinking. No matter where you're at that, if nothing changes in your life, if you do nothing, if nothing changes, nothing will happen any different. Amen? We don't want to hear that, but that is true. If you do not plan for a new year, the new year will fast and quickly go through, and you will be at the same spot, which is now a new year, saying that old year just went by too quick. That old year wasn't exactly what I wanted it to be. There has to be a plan. And I say this with tongue in cheek. The great theologian Oprah says this. Cheers to the new year and another chance to get it right. Cheers to the new year and another chance to get it right. And I agree with her here. We are at a beginning point It's a point where we all just want something different to happen, and we have a chance to change some things. And there's some things that we want to see change. There's some things that we want to see magnified that would be good and wanting to see more of it. But if you don't change anything, nothing different's going to happen. Every year people move out of state. Every year people change jobs, make a lot of resolutions, make promises to themselves and to others to do something different. And most of the time, by the end of January, they're at the same funk that they were sitting in December. Say amen. Because then they wonder why nothing's changed. It's because nothing changed to make change. They did the same old things the same old way, and then they just looked like deer in the headlights, wondering why they have the same things happen, why nothing happened. So let me tell you something. There's some things as you go into this new year, and it's a three-point message, so here you got it. You'll know when I'm done. There's a three-point message. There's some things that need to happen in your life. You need to retain some things. You need to remove or release some things. And you need to remember some things. If you keep that in mind as you're going into the new year and allowing God to do these things, we're going to see something different. I believe God wants a breakthrough, not only in our church, but churches. God's not finished. The Word of God is not a liar. He desires to reach people. He desires to change circumstances in our lives. And God's Word, and God doesn't change. The Word of God tells us that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His Word is true. That's why we can stand on His promises. That's why we have a hope that we have as believers that this isn't all there is. If this was all there is, I probably would be living a different life, but this is not all there is. This isn't the end of the story. And what he means by that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever is he means what he says. Amen? He means what he says. When you look at his word, you can stand on it. He means what he says, and he will do what he says he will do. And as we look into this new year, we need to look at our lives and to make sure that we're lining up to where we have a strong relationship, that we are putting our faith into the right things and making necessary changes so that the end result is that when we're in a right relationship with God, we put ourselves in a position to be in God's blessings. Amen? We all want blessings, but sometimes we don't put ourselves in a position to being blessed because we're not listening to God. We're not doing what we know that we're supposed to be doing, or we're struggling with things to the point where we just turn a deaf ear sometimes to what God wants out of our lives. A believer should be looking to the future different than a non-believer. Say amen to that. There should be a noticeable change in our lives. The believer should be looking through the eyes of faith that knows that God will do what he says he's going to do, that he has a plan for our life, and it's a plan to bring us future and hope and bring the promises to fruition in our lives, and that he will never forsake us. So even at those times that we feel God is not there, we have to stand on the promises that he says he will never leave us nor forsake us. A believer looks to the new year with the truth that he does not have to do it alone. Anybody beside me want to say amen to that? I am glad that I don't have to do things on my own. I am glad when I'm hurting that I can trust in the Lord. I am glad that when things are bigger than I am, that I serve a God that can intervene and help me. Amen? A non-believer is forced to look at life and the new year and this year through the eyes of accomplishment and luck. He or she bases their life upon, you know, is life shining upon me? How many have heard that? I hope life shines upon me. No, I want Jesus to shine upon me. I don't want to be relying on this light to shine on me, and I don't want to risk my salvation or my life on will I or won't I get a break. Amen. I don't know what day lottery tickets come out, but some put all their faith in whether the lottery is going to go their way. And my question for you this morning is, which one are you? Which one are you putting your faith in? We have to kind of do a bit of a checklist. I'm going to share some scriptures in just a minute. But we have to kind of do a checklist as we're going into to approaching this new year. Here's some things that I think you need to look at in individually in your life. Will you allow the Lord to be Lord in your life? Now, yeah. But will you allow the Lord to be Lord in your life? And you can answer yes or no. You can say yes, but act and live your life like no. Will you be obedient to God's word or do things in your own way? Again, yes or no, and then respond in the way that you're supposed to. Will you trust God, or are you going to put your trust on just your own accomplishments and whether or not you earned a break or get a break, yes or no? How you answer these questions is going to be what you retain in your life, what you remove in your life, and what you're going to remember in your life as you go through these trials and all these circumstances in your life. So I'm sure you're like me. I'm thinking, God, I want to go through this as a believer. I want to experience all that you want me to experience. I want to do in 2019 all that you want me to do. And three scriptures came to mind really quick, and they're familiar scriptures. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans that you have for me, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Do you believe that as you go into the new year? 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new has come and is here." Do you believe that? Proverbs 3:5-6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him." It doesn't say in some of the ways, if you feel like it, in the convenient ways. It says in all ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. It is easier to look at the new year through the eyes of Christ. Amen. It's easier. The future will look brighter when we see the future that God has for us, when we can understand that God has a plan for us. He doesn't plan to harm us, that he has a plan to give hope and a future to our lives, and that if we're in Christ as a believer, that we are new creations. We have the Spirit of God dwelling within us. We have the power to change circumstances because of who lives inside of us. Ought to get us excited. Trusting in the Lord is hard, not because we don't want to see him do these things, but because we don't easily let go of the things that we need to let go of. Amen? And watch God do these things. But I'm telling you, God can do amazing things once we begin to allow him into our lives to do these things. Isaiah 43:18-19, "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing." Every one of us is here a couple days before the end of this year and going into the new year. Don't dwell on the past. Don't forget it. Don't pretend it didn't happen. But he says, don't dwell on the past, because see, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. He's telling each one of us that we're not going to be able to do this in our own strength. We're not going to be able to do this by strictly our accomplishments. We're not going to be able to strictly do this by our talents, but that God can make a way. God can change a heart. God can change a relationship. One of my favorite songs right now, and though I did enjoy worship, there was a couple of my favorites in worship this morning, but one of the new songs that are out right now is Elevation Worship called "Do It Again." And I don't know if you ever heard that song, but let me just share a couple of the words here. And I don't know if it hit hard this week because of what was going on in my life, and I don't know what's going on in your life, but you know, maybe you've heard this song, and maybe right now you feel like this the same way that these words are, and it goes something like this. I'm not going to sing to you because I don't want to chase anybody out of here, but listen to these words for a minute and kind of focus in and picture a worship song leading you into the throne room of God. It goes, walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Wanting the change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. And the chorus goes, your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. I am still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Second verse goes, I know the night won't last. Your words will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. That ought to give us encouragement. I believe that's anointed from God. That really is the way we feel sometimes, that the walls won't come down, that God has abandoned us, and the night just seems to last forever. And he's telling us the night won't last forever. Your words will come to pass, and even though maybe right where you're at right now, your heart can't sing praise, he's saying your heart will sing praise again. It is all about our attitude on how we will see and determine the outcome. Where you place your faith, where you draw your line from, and where you draw your strength from. Most people carry the same old habits into the new year, and they wonder why nothing changes, because they never let go of anything. God says, let go of that. And I know it's hard. I've been there. I am there in some areas. I know that. But if you're going to stand on God's word, when he says let go of something, you have to let go of it. It's kind of like Corrie Ten Boom said this, and I don't have the quote quite right, is she said that she didn't want God to have to pry her fingers off of something, but that she wanted to freely open her hand up, that whatever God gave her, she would be willing to give up and not hold on so tight that he would have to pry her hand open. And you know, I want you to know something. If God lets you know that you need to let go of something, he will not only see you through it, but the end result, you'll be glad you gave it up. Oh, there, somebody should have said amen. Somebody should have said amen, or oh me, or oh my, or my fingers are pried up and God's pulling at me, whatever. But that is the truth. If God takes something from you, he will make it better when the end result comes. You may not like it right away, but he will make it better. The only resolution that I want to make this year, because at the end of January, most of my resolutions don't work either, is that I want to draw closer to the Lord. I want God to have free reign to move upon my life. And I, you know what? God wants to grant that wish. Amen. If you're praying that this morning, God wants to grant that wish. He will answer that prayer, because he delights in answering the prayers that say, I want to do your will, God. I want to be closer to you. I don't want next year to be just another year. I want it to be a year that we see God move and do some amazing things. Then I'm sitting there thinking, looking for joy in this life? You're looking in the wrong place. Looking for joy without the Lord, at best, it's going to be circumstantial. Looking for peace, peace comes from God. If you're looking for godly peace will only come from God, and it's not based on circumstances. You can be in the fire at the moment and still have the peace of God because of his goodness. And if you're looking for hope, I love that song, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. It's God working through our lives. And just like ending one year and starting another, those that are in Christ should be leaving some of the old things behind and trusting God to make changes that will change our life. Very quickly, here's the first thing. Things retained. We need to hold on to the things that God has given us, those things that are ordained by God, and that we're standing on his promises. Paul tells us in to the church of Philippi, talking about joy, talking about the things that he wants in our lives, that we're not to be anxious for anything. We are to retain our relationship above all with the Lord under every circumstance. We are to fellowship with believers. We are to be the people of like-minded faith. We're to make an impact with those that we come into contact with. And he says these words, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, what is ever noble, what is ever right, what is ever pure, what is ever lovely, what is ever admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. Hold on to everything that God gives you." Things removed. Here we go. Hold on to the things that God gives you and get rid of the things that God tells you to get rid of. Sometimes even good things in abundance can be abused and causes us to lose focus and takes us off track with God. God's word says, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Get rid of, if you look to that in the Greek, is a strong word. It's to throw out, discard, dispose, get rid of and not put back in your life. He's that strong about getting rid of bitterness and rage and anger and fighting and slander and improper living and more malice in any form. He's telling us to get out with God's help. There are some other things that we need to get out of our lives. False doctrine. Some people have some philosophies that take us away from God and his teaching. Foolish demands that we put on either ourselves or on others and our talk, our social media. He tells us if there's any of these things in our lives, he desires to remove them. And he tells us that we don't have to clean ourselves up. I'm so glad that God doesn't say, clean yourself up and then come to me, but tells us to come to him and he will clean us up. Last part is this, things remembered. Remember in our spiritual fullness who we are in Christ. So then just as you receive Jesus Christ as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. Joshua tells us to build a memorial, to not forget what God's done, that when he does these amazing things, to not just go and forget about them, but journal, make a note, come back to mind the things that he's doing. The silent times when God is quiet, learn the lessons he has for you. Make sure you remember the things that he's done in your relationship so that it doesn't suffer and knock you off track. Amen. Christ in us, the hope of glory. We're going into another year, whether we want it or not. All the Y2K crazy people in 1999 that moved into 2000 and thought that, you know, that they wouldn't get a handle on this and went out and spent money and did all these other things because they thought they wouldn't be accountable for it. Well, we're going into another year. Time doesn't slow down. Time has a way of robbing us and breaking us down if you let it. But let your prayer be for 2019 that whatever God wants for you, you want it. Amen? Whatever that is, take a moment, ask yourself these questions. Are there things in my life that the Lord would want out of my life? Are there things I need to keep or bring back in my life? Are there things I need to remember? Take a trip down memory lane so that I can again praise God for all that he's done. Amen? Father, I thank you for your goodness this morning. I ask, Lord God, that you would speak to each one of us in a special way. I ask, Lord God, that you would accomplish all that you need to accomplish. And I pray as we move into 2019, that, Lord God, we don't carry that dead baggage that's been holding us back. but that you would give us a relief, that you would break those chains and allow us to move into the new year as a new creation, with a new heart, with a new mindset, trusting you, Lord God, to accomplish all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen.